This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Thursday, May 9th. Well, we had pressure in the grain space yesterday with the wheat markets down 16 in Minneapolis, down 15 in Kansas City. Chicago was down 9. Corn was down 8. Soybeans down 19. So all of them were under kind of steady pressure throughout the day. We're looking at improving weather in many areas here in the United States. It looks like we're going to get a reprieve from the rain in the Midwest. The forecasts are showing about 7 to 10 days of an open window where we can get the back in the field. So we'll get a lot of planting done, obviously, in that time frame. We're also looking at improving rain chances through the western central plains. That looks like it will help at least shore up the winter wheat crop in western Kansas, eastern Colorado, the panhandles. That area of dryness is shrinking. It's still there, but it's definitely not as prevalent as it was before. And the further east you go, the more rain they've had and the better yields that we're looking at. So, and the forecasts are also showing improved rain chances through eastern Ukraine and southern Russia. So a lot of kind of a shift in the attitudes yesterday. But we are headed into a crop report tomorrow. It's our first look at new crop numbers. And it looks like, you know, markets kind of taking some profits, if you will, before that report. Now, some of the other fundamentals going on and becoming more prevalent this morning is that we've talked about the cold weather in Russia really only damaging, you know, the rapeseed and sugar beets. Some of the other spring crops, it looks like it did some damage. And TASS, it's a media reporting out of Russia, is reporting that three of the main ag areas of the Black Earth region are reporting significant damage, very widespread frost kill. So the government is going to subsidize replanting of those crops. It doesn't look like it really hurt the wheat crop. Of course, wheat is further along, and these frosts are more in the northern part of Russia. But still, it is appearing to be somewhat supportive to the wheat space this morning, where we've got wheat up about 14. Corn and beans started out a little bit higher in the night session. We're slipping. Corn is down 1. Beans are down 3. So they're not holding as well as winter wheat. So we continue with this weather-driven price action that is very choppy, and it doesn't look to really change much. It does look like wheat, you know, we sold off, we came back down and tested a breakout point. The market appears to be holding there. So my guess is you're going to get one more push up into, you know, tomorrow's May 10th. It's right around that time window that the wheat market tends to stop, you know, stop rallying, put in some seasonal highs. We have a crop report tomorrow. It's hard to see where a bullish report would come from, but you never know. So I think that, you know, the wheat market is showing some legs here on this break, so it's probably going to have one more push to the upside, especially with corn and soybeans kind of slipping a little bit here this morning, and yet the wheat market is holding together quite well. So my guess is, yeah, you'll get one more push up, probably retest these recent highs, which were not that far away, but it's going to be tough to keep wheat going to the upside when you have improved conditions for U.S. winter wheat in the central plains. The northern plains are going to get off to a very good start. And the forecast for rain in Russia, while they are in the deferred forecast, it's still, I think, going to keep the wheat market in check. And you've got harvest starting in 3 weeks. So it's hard to envision that the wheat market can really keep going unless Russia continues to see adverse weather, or the frost did indeed do some damage to winter wheat. Spring wheat can be reseeded, and these other crops can be reseeded. So I don't see that as the frost as a big game changer. We'll just have to keep our eye on it, obviously, which is what we do. But I think from a seasonal perspective, you have to be really careful about assuming that wheat can take another leg up, considering we've got harvest just around the corner, and crop conditions, especially for soft red wheat, have just been sky high. You're looking at a huge crop of of soft red wheat, which would pressure Chicago. But issues in Russia would support Chicago. So there you have your conflicts. And but I think unless corn and soybeans get something going on the upside, I think it's going to be tough for wheat to stand on its own here over these next few weeks. Egypt was in the market yesterday. They bought a total of 420,000 tons of wheat. 360 of that was from Russia, 60 from Romania. Average FOB price paid was $255 a ton for Russian and $260 for the Romanian wheat, which is up $35 to $40 from their last purchase of 120,000 tons of Ukrainian wheat, and that was in mid-April. So you can see how the market has risen significantly. It's also quite a bit higher than what the posted FOB offer was from Friday coming out of Russia. I think that's probably just price risk, you know, having to take on these long day line of credits. They just add quite a bit of premium to their prices. In the crop report tomorrow, we're looking at some of these estimates coming out for winter wheat, for all wheat. The production estimate is 1.89 billion bushels. That's up about 80 million bushels over last year. In corn, production estimates are 14.87 billion. That's down 472 million from last year. Average yield at 180.7 is up 3.4 from last year. Soybean production is estimated at 4.45 billion bushels. That is up 285 million over last year. Average yield, 52 bushels an acre. That's up 1.4 over last year. So ending stocks for old crop, pretty much right in line with last month's USDA estimate across the board for the grains. But new crop estimates for wheat, we're looking at 786 million bushels. That would be up 90 over this marketing year. For corn, looking for ending stocks at 2.28 billion. That's up 180 over last year. And for soybeans at 440 million bushels, that's up 100 from last year. So we're looking at a growth in ending stocks across the board for U.S. grains. Still early in the growing season, of course, for corn and beans. But, you know, despite planting delays, we still have time to get the crop in. And we're looking at very good conditions, at least to get the crop started. So we'll see what the summer brings, but at least for now, we've got plenty of moisture available to the crop. Looking at South America real quick, the Rosario Grain Exchange out of Argentina, they left their soybean production estimate unchanged at 50 million tons, but they did lower corn production 2.5 million tons to 47.5 million tons. And that is primarily due to the stunt disease that they've got that's becoming pretty widespread down there. And they're fairly in line with the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange. They were sitting around 48. So they're still quite a bit below USDA. So we'll see what USDA gives us tomorrow. But just to give some reference, you know, corn's running into some issues in Argentina. For Brazil, their second season corn crop, which is their by far their biggest and where the exportable supplies come from, it's looking quite good. The monsoon has gone, but it left quite a bit of moisture behind it. So we should be entering into the key pollination phase in fairly good shape, moisture-wise. We'll see what the heat does, but for now, we're looking at a pretty big corn crop coming out of Brazil. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.